what's your podcast about? And I don't even know how to answer that question. It's about conversations. It's about speaking with people and having dialogue about, you know, things that are going on around us, things that we see in society, and just having our opinion on those things and meeting different people in order and speaking with them, getting to know them, getting to see how different individuals think, how different individuals see life, you know. That's what the podcast is really about, and that's what you tuned in, hosted by the one and only Uncle Kevin.
Hey guys, how you doing? Welcome back to the podcast. Man, it's been a minute since I've done this. Last time we did a podcast was last year, December, man. And I thought that we would hit the ground running, would have guests lined up, would have episodes running, you know, for the year. But 2020 didn't start out great for us. But we don't start out with mistakes. It didn't start out great for us because January was very difficult. It was a difficult month for me personally. A lot of losses, a lot of challenges were occurred. So we really couldn't schedule time to have a podcast. But this is the time for it, man. It was a nice break. This is season two. We're hitting the ground running. We are not stopping. You know, we're in the second quarter of the year. It's time to get back on the horse and, yeah, do what we do. But as I said, hope you guys are doing okay. I just want to say a massive shout out and thank you for the support that you've been giving the podcast in the time that we've not been around, man. Y'all have been checking in. Y'all have been watching. Y'all have been listening. The numbers don't lie and we keep on looking at them. With that said, man, today is just me. Today I am the host and the guest of the podcast. Welcome back to Conversations with Uncle Kevin. You know, man, we started this podcast with one goal in mind, you know, to have deeper conversations for us to speak about things that matter and to tell stories that do matter to us as well. You know, a lot of my guests on this channel are people with big dreams, people pursuing their dreams, people showing that it's possible, man. You know, it's a lot of lessons that I've learned just speaking to people, individuals doing their thing, man. You know, I remember one person telling me that you should cut off people that suck your energy, people that don't help you move in the way that you move. And in that time, I really didn't understand what they were talking about. Like, what do you mean cut off people? You know, it's not a thing that I do. And a lot of times it's because I've lived my life so well that I'm very good at relationship management. And I understand my expectations of people. So a lot of times when I'm disappointed by human beings, it doesn't really hit me too hard, you know. It doesn't really faze me. So, but a lot of times lately, man, I've been tested. And we thank God for that, you know, because it's in us being tested that we learn a lot about ourselves and we start to apply those lessons. And I've had to cut off a lot of people. I've had to cut off a lot of negative people. And I've had to understand the difference between the people that need to be cutted and having an understanding of a personal understanding, my perspective and seeing my view and understanding that way to see how to see that relationship and how to navigate that relationship, man. So yeah, I hope you guys are doing well. Welcome back. You know, if you want to be a guest on the podcast, don't be shy to hit me up. My DMs, I'm always game to having conversations, deeper conversations, because this season, we plan on going big, man. We plan on having this podcast airing almost three times a week. We want to have more conversations, more content. The conversations we're going to be having, man, it's a lot to do with finances, the way the world economy has been going lately. I feel we have to have a lot of deeper conversations in terms of politics. We need to have our voice, our opinions heard in those facets of life. We're going to talk about books. We're going to talk about humanity, man, just growth, society, the society that we live. There's a lot of things that have been happening, and I've been watching on Twitter, you know, watching Elon Musk buy Twitter. I've watched the rise in the issue of abortion. We want to have those conversations, protecting the girl child, protecting the boy child, protecting the future of our planet, health. You know, we've just survived the pandemic. We need to have conversations about that. How are we feeling? How are we moving forward? You know, and not just have trivial conversations, but growth as well. So yeah, let me know in the comments. Let me know in the DMs. You guys know me personally. Let me know some of the conversations that you feel that I should be having, you know, on this podcast. We want to make it as big as possible. We want to make this platform one of the biggest, you know, that it can be. And that can only happen through the support of the people that listen. With that said, today, man, the topic that I have, and it's something that affected me a lot and something that had me thinking, is yesterday I was with a friend and we were having a conversation, you know. My friend, we were talking about podcasting, and I was telling him, he's asking me, so how's life? How are you doing? As most of you know, for backstory, it's I do a lot of background work. I'm not a professionally trained actor. So it's a field that I've always been interested in, doing film, you know. Partly the thing that draws me to film has been the need and passion to direct, to tell stories. So for me, I felt a pull. And in order to be a director, it's you know, the way that I was raised up to be and have an understanding of how you become something is through school, right? And in order to go to film school, it's pretty expensive and beyond reach for me. And right now, I can't even attend school because of, you know, paperwork and stuff that needs to be sorted out. So for me, school was never an option. So part of, you know, if you're passionate about something, you find a way to get into that field. So that's how I ended up as a background actor. I wanted to be exposed to the film industry. I wanted to see how the film industry works. What do they do? You know, how much fun is it to be on set? And I realized it's a lot of work. It's a lot of, there's a lot of moving pieces in the film industry. There's a lot of, you know, it's the entertainment business. It's not, you know, saint. It's not clean. But there's a lot that you learn in doing that, you know, for the past 2-3 years that I've been doing background. It's crazy to even say 2-3 years, you know, that I've been doing it. I've gotten to be on amazing sets. I've gotten to be exposed a lot. And that has become part of my main source of income. But after 2-3 years of doing it, I've reflected on my life and I realized that my life isn't progressing, you know, career-wise. I'm not progressing. I'm not becoming better. I'm not achieving the things that I set out to achieve. You know, I want to write movies. I want to write books. I want to tell stories. And I want to get paid from that as well. Like, I'm very ambitious and I'm not shy to say that I want to be a millionaire and eventually a billionaire in my lifetime. But the thing is, in the past 2-3 years, my life hasn't progressed the way that I pictured it to. And part of it is my fault. Part of it is things that are just beyond my control, right? And I understand that. But I've been doing a lot of reflection for myself, and I've been realizing, you know, no one is holding a gun in my head to do background work. No one's holding a gun to my head not to direct films, short films, do something and anything just to be able to fulfill my destiny and to tell the stories that I feel I was put on earth to tell, you know. And that led me to making the crucial decision for my life to stop doing background and to stop being a background actor and thinking of myself and considering myself as a background actor, which is not something wrong, you know, because it's a good career. It's something that helps you pay your bills. I've been paying my bills through that. But one thing that always was stopping me was, how do I pay my bills afterwards? Because you have to be very realistic, you know. I live in one of the world's most expensive city in Vancouver, and it's very expensive. Just rent alone, you know, you fork out around, you know, $1,500 in rent. We're talking about monthly bills. We're talking $2,000 to $3,000 that you have each and every month that passes by. So when you're doing things like background, it's on a good month, you make around $2,000, but you don't get paid the $2,000 in a good month. So you can barely survive off of it. And for me, when I reflect, it's like, what am I getting out of it? If I'm not getting financial, I'm not progressing financially, I'm not progressing in terms of my career, what really is the point of doing background work, you know? And as I reflect on it, and as I think, I failed to come up with answers for myself. And it's just like, it's time to move, you know? We put in 14 hours, 10 hours, 11 hours a day, and out of that, you make $200, which is really a lot of money, and that's something to be grateful for. But for the level of ambitions that I have, I realize, man, you know, you gotta move. So what this all is, I was trying to set up the context of the conversation that I was having with my friend. is I was explaining this to him, and then he's like, so what are you going to do? And part of what I wanted to do, I was telling him, is podcasting. You know, podcasting is a thing that I've been into. I've been doing this podcast with you guys. I've been trying to get proper equipment to make the content as special as it can be. And he says something to me. He's like, you've been on this podcast journey for the past 2 years that I've known you as well. And, you know, it's not like you're making money out of it. And I was like, yeah, but it has massive potential because I see the vision. You know, I have a vision of it. I know if I put in the work and if I do what's necessary, it has the potential to grow. And it's a seed, you know, we're currently building on that. And he says to me that, it's a good thing to be a dreamer. You have a dream and you're anticipating these things, but you have to be realistic at a certain point to know that it's time to stop and move on and find other things that work rather than to waste your time, because you don't want to hit your 30s and reflect and be like, yo, I could have done better with my time. And when he said those words, you know, I'm the type of person who gets very defensive for the things that I believe in, because I truly believe in this podcast thing. I truly believe that if I sit down and I do the work and I invite people and if I talk and if I make content, there is a way that everything will work out, you know. But in also a sense, is his words were true, you know. Part of it, he's like, you know, you've put in money, you've done all this, but what are you getting out of it? So you have to reflect on that, because you have to be realistic. At some point, you have to know it's time to stop. And when he was saying these words, man, I really felt it. Like, I'm like, yo, this is true. You know, the moment I stopped doing background work, it means all my sources of income have come to a stop. And it's time to re-strategize, rethink, and refocus, and really have a deep understanding of, yo, you need money, you know, to survive. You live in an expensive city. I don't have a lot of things, you know, and I don't really like to think of the things that I don't have because I don't control that. And it's nobody's fault, really. It's just, you know, how life turned out to be for me. So it is what it is. And as I was having that conversation with him, you know, I didn't want to end up in a, what do you know about this? You know, because your dreams or whatever, that type of back and forth. But I really wanted to learn. And it had me thinking, man, which brought me to the topic of today, is when do you know it's time to stop? Stop pursuing a dream, stop pursuing a goal, stop trying and just pack your bags and let it be. I thought about it. I'm like, you know, a lot of times for me, I'm like, yo, I've invested a lot. I've put in a lot of time into what I'm doing. I've put in money. I've bought cameras. I've enhanced my skills. I've done the work that's necessary to have a successful podcast. And I've done research. I've read books. I've gone through a lot for me just to be like, enough is enough. I'm quitting and I'm done. This stuff is hard, you know. And that's part of why I have to keep going, because, you know, eventually it has to pay off, right? If I keep doing what I'm doing. But in that also, I have to be realistic and understand that, yeah, you know, that money could have been used for other things. That money could have been saved, could have been invested in other things, and we could have progressed in life and been doing something totally different. But it had me really questioning. So for me, man, the way I broke down, when do you stop? It's, I came up with, you know, the first thing is, when you set out to achieve something, when you have a vision, when you see the potential of something, be it a work opportunity, be it a relationship, be it, you know, a vision, be it anything that you set out to achieve, a run, a workout, you already face a lot of barriers before you even go into it. You know, in business, we say when looking at business opportunities, the number one thing you want to look is what are the barriers to entry for you, and then what are the barriers to entry for competitors? Because if there's zero barriers to entry for anything, then that thing is gonna be, there's a lot of people who will be doing it, you know, in the sense of content creation. The barriers to entry are because of the internet and because of portable cameras, affordable microphones, affordable everything, the barrier to entry in the content game is very low and minimum at the best. You know, you don't need a lot of investment to start creating content. Publishing on YouTube is free. You know, distribution is free. So the barriers to entry in such an opportunity is very low. However, because it's very low, it also means you have a high ceiling of barriers for yourself, because where the opportunity exists is in creating an audience. And that's where the massive barrier is, because there's a lot of people crying for attention. It means if I create a podcast, if I create anything, I'm now competing for these people, and that's a huge barrier. But the more you differentiate yourself and the more that you attract people to yourself, you know, it also becomes your barrier. Because once people, an audience rocks with you, they are your audience, you know. So, but the first thing that you have to understand is these barriers exist, and you have to find ways through them, around them, under them, anyway, how. You have to make time to make the content. You have to, you know, come up with catchy titles, talk about topics that matter, topics that people are interested in listening to you speak about, and hope that you have the personality to achieve the thing that you set out for, you know. Some of the barriers we all face are finances, you know. If you have a desire to create movies, it costs money. And whilst you're trying to make money, you need money to survive, you know. For me and many people who live in British Columbia, it's a very expensive province. It's an expensive city. Our rentals are ridiculous, and the minimum wage is nonsense. So when you're faced with such situations, you know, the barriers are high, and these are things that we have to think about. After that, I had to reflect and you know, ask myself the question, you know, so if I was to ever stop pursuing my goal, if I was to ever stop making this podcast, what would it be that makes me do that? And I understood that if there's no audience, there's no money coming in, and there's nobody watching, what's the point of moving forward? But I've done content, and I've understood how you gain success to a certain level. It's about consistency and quality, you know. So the key thing when you're asking yourself, should I stop? I feel like you have to understand the difference between movement and progress. Because a lot of times what happens is, as you're pursuing these things, it's there can be a lot of moving things. And by movement, it's thinking about ideas or things to speak about, coming up with topics and concepts and doing research and reading and watching other podcasts, learning from other podcasts. There's a lot of that movement that makes you feel like you're doing something, buying equipment, enhancing skills, doing all those things, which is a lot of movement that makes you feel like you're progressing. But in essence, there is no progression. Whereas with progression, it's sitting down, actually recording a podcast, coming up with structure of a podcast, distributing that podcast, marketing that podcast, getting an audience, becoming better at doing podcasts, knowing how to do things. That's progress. And progress brings success, because the more podcasting you do, the more people tune in. And they, hence, as long as you're progressing, there's no need to stop, because what happens, the more you progress, is the more momentum you build and the more fun you have with doing such things, you know. The other thing is, when you ask that question, when should you stop, is you have to understand what's the bigger picture. What's the purpose of doing this? You know, I didn't start this podcast because, you know, just for money. I wanted to talk about topics that matter. I wanted to have conversations and input my opinion into those topics, because I'm someone who reads a lot. I'm someone who has an intuitive brain. I'm someone who wants to create a platform for everyday people. And it's going to take time. It's going to take a lot of time and effort before I start reaping the rewards for the work, you know. But there's a lot that has to happen. Other thing that I thought off was, when someone asks you that question, it's you have to understand what your vision was from day one. What was the vision? What were we trying to achieve? And have you achieved that? And at what point is it okay to give up on the thing that you wanted to achieve? So you always have to reflect on the vision. Once I know what the end goal, what it looks like, that's what I'm progressing towards. That's the thing that I'm trying to achieve. So I do not know when to stop, I feel like it's a lie, because I know when to stop. When to stop is when the vision has been achieved, when the platform has been built and the success has been met, when my bank account reflects the effort that I put in, when the work we're doing reflects that, then we stop and say we've achieved what we set out to achieve. The goal has been achieved and we set different goals, you know. And that's when you know it's time to end it, because you've achieved what you set out to achieve. The other thing that I feel that always made me reflect, it's when someone says you've sacrificed a lot to make this thing happen and it's not working the way that you set out for it to work, you know, it's not giving you the results that you desire. I heard that, and I'll confirm this by actually running a quick Google search. It's the meaning of the word sacrifice. Sacrifice is an act of slaughtering an animal or person or surrendering a possession as an offering to God, to a divine supernatural figure. You know, sacrifice means giving up something in order to get something, or in order to atone for something, how they used to do it in the Bible, you know, like that's sacrifice. Sacrifice involves a lot of pain. But when it comes to our dreams, you know, I'd rather replace the word sacrifice with the word investment. And I'd like to do a research again. Investment is the action or process of investing money for profit or material result. So if you replace the word that I'm making a sacrifice with investment, it means I'm investing my money into my dream in order to get, you know, profit or material result. That means when you put money into your dreams, when you buy equipment, when you invest something, you have an expectation that you're going to make a profit. You're investing in yourself. You know that you're worth money. You're more valuable than any dollar amount. You're expecting a material result. So rather than looking at, you know, the time that it takes to do something, you look at it as an investment. You know, I'm investing my time into my dreams. I'm investing my time into this. When I'm not going to the club, you're not sacrificing going to the club. No, you're taking your time. Every time you're in the club, you're investing into the club and you have an expectation to get paid from the club. And when you don't, that fuels disappointment, because that's more of a liability than an asset. And you have to understand where you invest. The goal is always to invest in assets, because assets generate cash, which eventually gives you profit. So rather than looking at life as we move, as we're doing sacrifices, it's you're investing. And in the thing about investing is sometimes the returns are quick, sometimes the returns are slow, but either way, they compound, baby. They compound. And if, you know, at minimum, I do 52 podcasts this year, that's one each week. And last year, we did one podcast each week. By the end of the year, we had 104 episodes out there. You know, that's much, much better than zero, you know. And eventually, that momentum and progress allows us to grow and become the podcast that we set out to be. That's how you reach Joe Rogan numbers, where he's hitting almost 2,000 episodes. That's just by doing an episode a day, every single day, and never stopping, you know. And that's why you don't stop, you know. So the next time that someone asks you the question that I was asked, when will you stop? It's, I'll stop when I'm there. I'll stop when I've achieved the thing that I've seen in my head, the vision that I have for the work that I'm doing. For me, you know, making money is part of it. That's why I'm investing money. Making impact, touching lives, having conversations that matter is part of it. That's where I want to invest my time. And that's how I look at it. I've not sacrificed anything for this. I've invested. I'm putting in the work. I believe it's going to pay off someday. You know, one day. I'm not even waiting on someday. I'm on this year, this month. All my work is going to pay off. Everything that I'm doing, it's going to pay off. Because I'm willing to bet on the one person that from day one, from the day that we're all born, we had to bet on. And that's myself. That's yourself. Bet on yourself. Fight for your dreams. Fight for what you believe in. Be willing to learn. Be open. But always have an understanding that no matter what, it all falls on you. It's on you. It's been on you. I made a video that touches on boxing. In boxing, if you're knocked down, they give you 10 seconds to rise back up. You have 10 seconds, no matter what. You can stop the fight, keep laying down, and live to fight another day. You can call it a day and be like, I'm not a boxer, I'm done with this life. That is your prerogative. But the truth is, you have 10 seconds and you can get back up and keep fighting and fighting until you win. Sometimes you get hit, man, so hard by life to the fact that you think, I can't do this no more. It's okay. Stop. Live to fight another day. That's how life is sometimes. But either way, we all come on this planet. From the day we're born, they put a dash. Until the day it's all said and done, that we all don't know which day it is. But the most important thing is we have to live life. So, like Big Sean said, why would I stop? Why would I give up? I set out on this journey to achieve something. Until that thing is achieved, I'm going to keep fighting. I will not stop. In fact, now I'm even inspired. We'll be doing 3 podcast episodes every week. Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We're releasing something. Because that's how you get back up. You know. I will not stop. I will not give up. And I hope you guys do not stop. I hope you guys do not give up on yourself. Fight for yourself. Fight for what you believe in. Pursue your dreams. Live your life, man. Ladies. No matter what. It's not worth it. Life isn't worth going through depressed. Life isn't worth going through sad. Pick yourself up. Dust them cobwebs. Pursue each ambition that you have. Make it happen. It's going to take time. It's going to take effort. It's going to take work. But all we have is time. And all we have is that dash. No more sacrifices, just investments. But that said, I hope you guys are having a good time. Just a reminder of how we will be moving this season. Man, I have a lot. We'll be looking into real life situations. We'll be looking into books. Check out the YouTube channel. We have more content coming through that. The podcast will be coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. One of the episodes will just be me. We hope to have guests for the other two. Even without guests, the train will not stop. It will keep moving. And your views and opinions are really welcome. Comment. Why would we stop? We don't stop. We keep going. We set out to achieve something. Until that's done, there's no stopping. There's no giving up. There's no quit. I do not quit. They can give up on me. I will not give up on myself. Never give up on yourself. Keep fighting. Make mistakes. Forgive yourself. Move forward. You will get hit. It's life. But we're here to live it every single day, 24/7. With that said, hope you guys are having a good time. Welcome back to season 2. I look forward to being with you on Wednesday and Friday. Did I say it? It's all love, man. It's all love. See you in the next one.